At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Comeback Stories is a production of Inflection Network and iHeartRadio.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Comeback Stories. I'm one of your co-hosts, Darren Waller, here for another episode with my guy, my brother, Donnie Starkins. Donnie, how we doing today, man?
Doing great, man. I'm always excited. We record typically on Tuesdays. I get hyped up for this because, one, I get to see you, and two, we get to drop into some meaningful conversations, and I'm hyped for today.
No doubt, man. I'm super excited about today's guest. You may have seen him, know him from being under center down there in the swamp, but we're excited to, you know, dive into this man's story as a human being, things that he's faced and overcame in his life. Please welcome my man Graham Mertz to the show. Graham, how we doing?
I'm doing great. I'm blessed. So looking forward to this, man. I've seen some clips, so I'm fired up to dive into it a little bit.
Yes, sir, man. Blessed to have you. We love to start from the very beginning. You know, people see where you're at now and see you're on TV playing in big games. But what was life like growing up for you just as a kid?
Yeah. I mean, so I got the hat on right now. Kind of fitting. But I'm from a city right outside of Kansas City called Overland Park. But yeah, grew up with a really close family. Two older sisters. Both were hoopers. I wanted to be a hooper, but didn't really work out for me. Wasn't that athletic. So I stuck with playing quarterback, but really close family. They're all my best friends. Talk to them every day. So, I mean, great upbringing and two amazing parents.
No doubt, man. How you said, I talked about football. How early did playing football come into the picture for you?
Man, I'd say my earliest memory. Obviously, you grew up, you play flag football and all this stuff. But for me, it was the moment where I found out I really loved it. Was when I was going to my sister's basketball tournaments, and I was actually like throwing the ball around at halftime instead of shooting. So I was like, it probably means something. I probably really like this. And then just got obsessed with it. I still played basketball, still played baseball a little bit. So, I always loved football. So that was deep down something that I always leaned into. Any chance I had, whether it was in the neighborhood or watching TV, watching guys play, I was all about ball, man.
I feel you, man. My mom always tells this story about when I was young, like I'd be playing football or it'd be basketball season, baseball season. I tried tennis for a little bit, but no matter what it was, what uniform I was wearing, I would be running around the house with a football or like
100%.
Sleeping with the football. You know what I'm saying? So
a little Nerf ball, a little squishy Nerf ball running around everywhere with that thing, man.
Exactly. Never could get enough. But I want to ask you a question that we always ask, like, was there anything from your childhood that was maybe painful or confusing or affected the way that you looked at life? And I ask that because for me growing up, I felt very confused as far as maybe like finding my identity. I always felt like a strange kid. I was very sensitive. Just felt like nothing that I did really fit in. And I kind of got rejected for it, kind of made fun of for it. And I kind of dove into football as like, this is my way to prove myself for me to be accepted in society. Was there anything growing up for you that may have impacted your perspective in that kind of way?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go a different kind of same topic, but a different way of twisting it. I'd say growing up, I didn't really have any hardships. I mean, my parents did a great job of providing for me, working hard for our family, which I thoroughly appreciate. So for me, it was actually going through not a ton of hardships. And then getting into the older years of my life where I started hitting those. And then you run into what you just talked about finding your true identity, your values, what makes you go, what makes you tick. So for me, it was growing up and like I was blessed to have a great family, great foundation, a great household. And I think that down the road, that was one thing that, I mean, you don't wish hardship on yourself, but
right.
I think it's one thing to realize that's in order to get to where you want to go, that's necessary. And you got to dive into that when you get opportunities like that. So for me, I'd say it kind of came later down the road after not really having a lot in my childhood. I mean, you're loved. Everybody's always surrounding you and supporting you. And then when you get on your own, that really tests that foundation and your values. So for me, it was later down the road.
It's a very wise thing for you to say. I mean, I know when I was, I mean, how old are you?
Just turned 23, man. So I'm getting old in my college years.
Yeah. I mean, looking back to when I was 23, you would never hear the words come out of my mouth. Like, adversity is something that I need. Adversity is something that I welcome or I see as necessary for my growth. And I think that's powerful because there's a lot of young guys in your position that may be going through things that you're going through, asking, why is this happening? Like, how did I get here? Why are things not going my way? And just because it may be a season of things not going their way, they may see it as just life totally not going their way. So I think that's really dope. And Donnie, I know you got something for that.
Yeah, I'm chomping at the bit always. But I mean, it's Graham. So I think I know like one city in it's Overland Park would be Kansas, right?
Oh, yeah.
There's like one city I know in Kansas, and it's Overland Park because I, one of my friends and clients, Tyron Matthew, lived in Overland Park. Mm-hmm. And I would go out and travel and do one on one stuff with him all the time. And I'd fly in and fly out the same day, but it was Overland Park, was the city I was in. Yeah. That's cool.
Best barbecue in the country, man.
Ooh, it is.
No debate.
I'm curious for you. Okay. So not a lot of childhood shit, like not a lot of hardship, but obviously it came in college and maybe you can take us through. Yeah. Just walk us through college or maybe walk us through like senior year and the hype. And we also want to know a lot about like, yeah, there's all the good stuff, right? But then the pressures that come with the hype of, you know, maybe after your All-American game, like everything that came after that. So maybe walk us through senior year and then college.
Yeah. So I actually, I'm going to go back to junior year because that's when kind of everything started. So started off, I went to a private high school and then transferred after my sophomore year. So it was kind of that stage where sophomore year, guys are starting to get on the scene, starting to get recruited. And I'm over here like, I need to play because I had an older guy ahead of me that was Gatorade Player of the Year, great leader on the team. And I was like, and he was coming back for his senior year. So I figured I wanted to transfer closer to home. So I actually did that in high school and went to the public school right down the road. And then going into that year, the first year really starting, I got offered by Kansas and then Wisconsin right away. After it was Kansas before the season, Wisconsin was after like week two. And then I went on a visit and I fell in love with Wisconsin. I fell in love with the people, the atmosphere, the city, everything that went along with it, the history. So I actually committed there and then played the rest of the year. And that was when kind of the offers started rolling in. And I think, gosh, I don't even remember how many it was, but it was pretty much at anybody, not to toot my own horn, but that's kind of that's where the spot we got to. And you get to that high rank status. And as a young kid, like that can do things subconsciously to your mind where you're like, oh, like I got this in the bag. Like I'm going to go in as a freshman. I'm going to start. I'm going to be 3 and out, like that mindset. So that kind of subconsciously probably creeped in. Like obviously with my family being so awesome and so supportive, I mean, they kept it real with me and they were like, look, you still got to work. So I always kind of had that reminder through my family. And like I said, two older sisters that were Hoopers played in college. So they kind of went through the whole recruiting process. So for me, junior year was good. I was great, committed. And then senior year came and I was just so ready to get started at Wisconsin. So graduated early and ended up going in there. It was the first time in my life being on my own. And I think that's one thing that as soon as you have that initial switch, like you might be ready for it, you might not, and you won't know until you're directly in it. Mm-hmm. And for me, it was, I was there and I was doing it, but I wasn't mentally all in on what I was doing. Like I was just kind of checking the boxes. Like, did I watch film today? Yeah. I don't know what I watched, but I watched it. Like subconsciously telling myself, like, I'm doing all the right stuff. When in reality, like the only way you truly grow is to see where you're falling short, where your weaknesses are and attacking them. So for me, it was being on my own. That tested me. I mean, and the second you get to college, there's so many extra distractions. And this was before all the NIL and all that stuff. So I'm an old head now in college. Everybody's like, well, there were days like that where there's no NIL. So, but yeah, for me, I mean, that was rough. That was the first time in my life where like you're going through weeks and you just feel like you're just passing by. And for me, it was like, I wanted to play. I didn't know what I had to do to get on the field other than what I was doing. So it was like, there was so much room to improve, to get on the field and be ready. That I was going through the motions and trying to find myself at the same time. So I'd say that was probably, that freshman year was rough. I mean, it was a fun season to be a part of, but I mean, you're a freshman not playing and you had all these expectations and you think you should be doing something, like you think you should be playing, but in reality, you're not ready. So I'd say for me, that was the first challenge that kind of presented itself.
And then I got a question for you regarding, I heard your story about how you created a spreadsheet with your dad when you were choosing colleges, and it brought me back to I played college baseball and I had three surgeries before I graduated high school. So the book was out on me. It's like, no one's going to invest in a lemon, right? I knew I wasn't going to go like get drafted. But I wanted to play college ball and I ran with a noticeable limp. And so nobody was like, really. So I went to junior college and then, you know, had this really good game and hit two home runs. And one was a walk-off on like a showcase game they were doing for sophomores. And then everything changed that day. And then all of a sudden everybody wanted me in one game. And my dad always used to say, always play hard because you never know who's watching. And it's like life, right? And that day everything changed. But then I had to squeeze in like four recruiting trips in 2 weeks before the signing deadline. And so I had like Nebraska, Texas Tech, Utah, and Arizona State. And I remember when I signed, everything I wanted, the letters and like college coaches blowing you up, turned into a nightmare. Because when it came time to sign, I didn't know what I wanted to do. Yeah. And ultimately, I feel like I made a choice that wasn't my, I don't know what I did, but it was Nebraska and it didn't work out. Like I lived in Arizona and I didn't realize like Arizona's Arizona and Nebraska's Nebraska, but you don't realize until you go, right? So I'm just curious for you, what was that process? Did you know for sure? Was Wisconsin the fuck yeah? And how did you choose Wisconsin over like Alabama, Georgia, and all the big dogs?
Yeah. So I've skipped right past that part. So I'm glad you brought that back.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for me, I committed so early. And one thing my parents are always like, if you put your word into something, you put your trust, you put everything into it, you got to stand by that. So that was one thing that just going through that process. I mean, obviously, you got Nick Saban rolling up to your high school, Urban Meyer at the time it was, or Ohio State rolling in, and you're like, I want to go see these places, but I already made a commitment to this place. So for me, I feel like that was kind of tugging at me the whole time. And like and the hard part was I was like one of the first commits in my class. So I'm out there recruiting all these guys and you build those relationships and you're like, wait, we're in this together. Like this is bigger than just me. And for me in the end, like, I had a few schools that were coming in late and really trying to flip me. And I did actually take a few officials. I went down to Georgia. I went to Ohio State. And I mean, it was tempting. But in the end, I mean, I thought long and hard about it. And I mean, my heart was in Wisconsin. And I wanted to do something there that hadn't been done. And that was kind of everything that was our class was talking about. And that's what was pushing me to stick to my word. So I think in the end, I'm even right now, I'm so thankful I went there because it taught me, like, yeah, on the field, it didn't work out the way I wanted or how I pictured it, but it showed me who I am as a man and who I want to be going forward. And it taught me all that stuff that, all those hardships you go through, it teaches you about yourself. So yeah, I'm forever thankful for going there.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com, Symbiotica.com.
No doubt, man. I'm interested in wondering, you know, you see how today, how like hectic and crazy the whole transfer portal thing seems. And it's kind of like a business decision, guys, just, you know, for their own brand. Maybe you guys have a lot of different reasons and they're entitled to that. But as you, as somebody that was like, okay, I'm going into this thing, I'm committed to this school, I'm committed to this program. What was it like? Was it a little bit of like, just like a lot of different thoughts of like, man, am I not a man of my word when it came time to like transfer and make a decision to go somewhere else? Like, what led you to that process and what was it like making that decision?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think for me, it was a tough choice. It was a really tough choice. And I just felt like after that freshman year, after I started playing for a while, I figured out my process, how I approach everything. And I needed something fresh. And our coach got fired and I was getting to the end of my career. So for me, it was like, you get to that point of your career, we only have 1 or 2 years and you don't know who the coaches are coming in, the offense you're going to be running. So for me, it was all about scheme and which scheme fits me best. Is it something I don't know, or should I go look for something and weigh all my options before I make a decision? So, I mean, I had great relationships up there. I mean, I have so many friends to this day that are up there. So it was an easy decision and it was a rough one. But I mean, in the end, there's points and seasons of your life where I feel like you have to be selfish and you have to think about what's best for you. I don't think that's true all the time, but I think that there are definitely points where you have to be true with yourself on, okay, do I need to be selfish in this or not? And I think when you get in those personal settings, not really team settings, I think that's appropriate. But in the end, I mean, I made the decision and it wasn't fun at the time. You're sitting home when your buddies are in bowl prep and playing in a bowl game and you got 18 days to figure out where to go. So that was also another stressful time.
Yeah, man. I think you said it so well. Being able to have the balance and knowing like when it's right to choose yourself, invest in yourself, and not maybe be overextending yourself and saying, oh, well, it may look bad if I leave. People's opinions of me might take a hit at Wisconsin, but it's like, okay, at the end of the day, I have wants and needs and I have the right to fulfill those and set myself up for the future and, you know, what I want to see and things that I want to experience in my career. So I think the way that you put that is dope, man.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, I think it's, I wanted to ask you, Graham, about the lowest point at Wisconsin. Darren and I work and talk a lot on this podcast and have been working together about quieting the noise and, you know, finding your center and not taking things personally and all these things that are really, you know, we weren't taught this stuff in school. And it also brings me back to real quick. I'll come back to that point. I had someone kind of talking shit about the NIL process, and I started to explain to this person that they are learning so much more about life, like applicable life, in this little stint that they have with NIL than anything they're going to learn in college. And sorry if that's a knock on college, but that's just facts. Like, they're going to learn a lot about business and marketing and all of those things and who to trust. So, I just wanted to circle back to that before I forgot. And then, yeah, maybe take us through the lowest point and like how personal it got for you and how you allowed the noise to get to you.
Yeah. I think that brought me to a point that I completely didn't bring up, and that's COVID. So for me, my first start was, so COVID hit right after the Rose Bowl, and then we were off for what was it? Three, four months of, all the COVID stuff. But anyway, we come back and there's so much uncertainty, and that uncertainty kind of got to me a little bit of like, I don't know if we're playing, I need to be ready. I'm going to get my first start. So, I mean, you get, especially in a situation like that in today's world where everything's all social media. That's how you get your news. That's how you get everything. So you're always on it. You're locked in your house, just scrolling all day. So for me, it was, that was the first time where I felt like I was letting social media dictate some of my thoughts and all that. So played the first game, and it was probably, I mean, my career at Wisconsin, that was probably my best game. So it's like 20 for 21, five touchdowns, and like you start your career off like that. So it's like bang, starting off hot. And for that night, I mean, you're the man, and everybody's talking about you. You're getting posted everywhere. And for me, it was like, oh, like this is sweet. Like this is everything I envisioned it being. Like, oh, this is the dream. And then go to sleep that night, wake up the next day, test positive for COVID. So at the time, that was where it was like 10 to 14 days isolation. So I got pulled out of my apartment, put in like a little dorm off campus in the woods for 14 days by myself. Whoa. So for me, that was the time where after like the highest of highs, I feel like just mentally I was at the lowest of lows, because I realized that I wasn't satisfied or fulfilled with external things, and I thought that was what I wanted. And after going through that, I mean, I feel like that was a turning point mentally for me, where I was like, look, I gotta invest in myself, in my mental well-being, before I can even like worry about that stuff. Like, I gotta make sure I'm good before I start doing all this. So I'd say that COVID year was really, it was probably the biggest area of growth for me, just mentally, and understanding the world I was in and how it was different than high school. So I think that was one thing of going from the highest to highs to the lowest to lows that quick and in one day. So for me, that was one of the things that kind of shaped me into just thinking like, look, I need to develop my mindset and develop my approach. So
I was going to say, there's such a beautiful lesson there of the lesson of impermanence. Like that moment that you're describing, I feel like you're going to be able to help so many people with that story of riding the waves of life, and like nothing's permanent. And sometimes it lasts one game. Sometimes it can last a ridiculous career like Tom Brady, you know? And so you never know, right? And so what a gift that you got that. I know it didn't feel like it at the time, but clearly it's like you're using it as strength and you found a lot of growth through it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I think it was big. And I mean, I don't know how much you guys talk about faith on here, but for me, the biggest thing was growing up, we went to church. But I wasn't always going to summer camp and learning about that. So I didn't really have we had a foundation, but nothing that I built on in my time. So for me, it was going to college and not having that and trying to figure out what it was to me. And I'd say up until, probably after my redshirt sophomore year at Wisconsin was when I really dove into it. And like, I realized that there were so many points in my life where I felt like I felt like I needed it. and looking back at it, I mean, I feel like those were all points where you get those little hidden messages where like, all right, like this is a great time to rely on your faith. And looking back at it, I mean, I wish I would have had that because I felt like that transition would have happened quicker.
I love to hear you talk about faith, man. We ain't on here trying to hit people over the head with it, but when somebody brings it up, man, it brightens me up because that's what when I try to explain to people like why I believe in God, it's like there are a lot of moments where it's like, man, these things are not going my way. I'd love for it to be different. I don't know when it's gonna change. I don't know how it's gonna change. But when you're at that point, it's like, would you rather believe that these things are going to change and have faith and have a trust that they are, or just sit here and continue to find the reasons as to why it won't work, or sit here and wallow in why I'm here, how I got here. And it's like, nah, mm-hmm. like that's like, it took me getting brought to my knees to really, truly make that decision because I grew up going to church, Baptist church in the South, and church was a chore, you know, and having a relationship with God was more of a transactional thing. Like if I did things, if I read the Bible, if I showed up to church on Wednesday night and Sunday night, like that would give me a relationship, a spiritual life. It's like, no, it's really just my own walk through prayer, meditation, however I feel connected is how I developed that. But that was never really there for me until I got brought to my knees from addiction, being banned from the league, like all these things, man. And it's like, now I look back and I'm like, I don't know how I did it without faith. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I made it without faith. And I was just waiting to crash, ruminating on the negative, ruminating on why my life wasn't anything, even though I had a lot of those external things, man. So I really appreciate you bringing faith up, man. And speaking of faith, like I'm sure choosing Florida, stepping into a new environment and having an expectancy of that to work out and be what you wanted it to be took a level of faith. Talk to us about that transition.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of made a deal with myself. And it was once I made the decision to come down here, I mean, just coming down and visiting, I felt a presence of just the amount of people that cared about the program that are in it. Like that was one thing where I was like, all right, the second I get down there, like I'm investing in everybody else. And that will lead to me getting better as a player, person. So before I got down here, I mean, that was one thing that I was like, that's a non-negotiable. Every day I'm doing this for somebody else. And I'm trying to brighten somebody else's day, like at least one or two people every day. And for me, that was where like you get down and you're so used to that's where the transfer portal is weird. Cause when you go to a school for what, 3-4 years, I mean, you learn how everything goes and you learn the off season, but for me it was all new. And my approach was, look, I'm investing in the people. I'm investing in trying to get a little bit better every day, and I'm just going to have fun doing it. So for me, that brought me so much joy in the process and like the relationships I've made in the past, 11 months now have been just amazing. Like I feel like I've known these people my whole life, and I feel like that's one thing where if I were to talk to anybody going into the portal, I'd say one piece of advice would be that, like, invest in the people around you because it'll be the most fun years of your life.
Wow.
Big.
I feel like I want to make sure that anybody listening that is a parent, a high school athlete, an aspiring athlete, a college athlete, to like go grab your kids or grab your parents and listen to this together because it's so important. And I'm sitting here going, this dude is talking about service. And like he found the hack at 23. And, you know, Darren and I found it through a very reckless, scary addiction, found the hack to life, which is service. Mm-hmm. But you found it. And so I think it's important. I think some of these questions that I want to continue to get into you with is a way that you can help others and help parents and understand the pressures. I don't know if there's anybody on the college campus that would have met any more distractions than the starting quarterback for the university. So like, can you talk to me about what are like the priorities, your non-negotiables that keep you like your mind right, your mental health, your focus, meditation, whatever it is?
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a lot of things. And I think the biggest thing really for anybody is being able to have a routine and a process and be able to grow and adjust things and add things, subtract things, but at least have a foundation of a process. And for me, that starts my day off with a morning routine. And I mean, I've done the same thing for the past 11 months, and I might have added a few things to it. But I think the biggest thing is having a foundation of a process and being able to always have an open mind about adding new things, whether that's daily devotional or prayer or reading the Bible, or I got this little daily Stoic book I'll open up, but it's not always reading. Like for me, it's making sure I'm drinking my water, eating the right things. Like there's so many different things that add to just the overall human experience that you gotta dive into and find that for you. But I think having a foundation, a process, and just a few things every day, it doesn't have to be 100 things, but if it's 3 things you do every day, like you got to do them every day, because that sets you up for success. And like if it's making your bed, that's my first thing I do every morning. But it gives you that mental mind frame. Like, look, I already started the day doing one thing. That's a win. So that's, you just got to keep building on it. But I think the biggest thing is having that.
No doubt, man. I mean, the routine is so important, and I don't want to let it pass by like how important and how powerful it is, your perspective coming into Florida, because you could have easily had a mindset of, all right, I'm coming into this new opportunity. Like I got to get mine. Like I got to eat. Like I was slighted before, I didn't get what I wanted, but now it's time to get mine. And I've been in that place before. I vividly remember I was in the practice squad in Baltimore, and I came back, got reinstated from being suspended, and they drafted Mark Andrews. And Mark, from like as a rookie, was like showing like he was going to be what he is today. And seeing him do that, get those opportunities and take off, and I'm on the practice squad, and a lot of times my belief was like, if somebody else is eating, there's not enough out there for me. Like, and you know, not wishing anything bad on somebody else, but it's like, man, like being envious and like being like, well, why is he getting this? And at that time, like God convicted in my heart is like, you gotta support this man. Like wanting to see other people succeed is, you know, an accelerator for, you know, the abundance in your life, because it's really just a reflection of, damn, if I'm critical of this other person, I'm really just critical of myself at the end of the day. So I think it is powerful that, you know, especially you being a leader and like commanding the huddle and having that mindset, that stuff is going to bleed onto the guys on your team, and they're going to start thinking that same way. And that's how, you know, programs come together and start doing great things. And like you said, it starts with those routines, man. And I want to know how did you feel as far as like the scheme fit and everything, like stepping in, like how smooth of a process was that for you to step in and really feel like, all right, like I'm here, I can just play football like the kid used to play football.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I think that was after putting in the work. I mean, for me, it was the winter, and I went in there and I was like, all right, I got to learn this offense. And it wasn't like as fast as possible. I was more like, I'm going to give this everything I got to learn it. Cause I need, when spring ball hits, I need to be ready to work with these guys on timing, all these different things that go into the preparation for the season. I wanted to make sure I was ready to do that, not just be like, all right, I got the offense down, I just can throw a hitch, can throw a seam. Like, no, I want to know the ins and outs of everything. So for me, I mean, it was, the winter was a lot of work, like a lot of long days, a lot of early mornings. But I knew in the end that it would only benefit us as a team if I could sacrifice that on the front end. So for me, it was the work ahead of that first spring where, I mean, anytime you get a new install, it's like, it's all just football in the end, but there's so many ins and outs of it where you got to know the intricate details of each play. So for me, it was, I mean, I played a lot of ball at Wisconsin. I understood offensive scheme, but for me, it was coming down here and learning kind of the mind of coach and how he wants to call it. And I mean, honestly, I love the offense, and I love how it gives me the freedom to, it feels like every play you get to make it right, whether it's an RPO or a run check or a pass check, all these different things. So I've loved it.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
What do you think your mental strengths are that make you the quarterback that you are? What's the mind stuff that you feel like you're blessed with or have worked on to get to this place?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is I'd say last year, at my last year at Wisconsin, I finally just made the decision, like, look, the only person that's going to stop me is me. And I had so much early in my career. I was listening to so much stuff on social media. I was all thinking I need to get mine, and that wasn't the best thing for the team. So for me, I made the decision that, look, like, I will not be broken by somebody else. I will be broken if I break myself, if I get in my own way. Like, but other than that, like, I'm not getting in my own way. And I think that's one thing that throughout the season, like, you take a big hit, and like, you're like, dang, I just want to sit down a little bit. But like, I always had the reminder, like, no, like, you're not going to break me. Like, I might break a collarbone and I'll be down, but that's me breaking myself. Like, I will not let people like break me, whether that's my mindset, like the competitor I am, my confidence, all these different things, like just my joy. Like, I'll never let somebody else ruin my day. Like, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure they're having a good day and then they have joy in their day. But I will never let somebody take that away from me, because I feel like that's the only way to go about life, is to have joy and happiness in every day. That should be your approach every day.
Yeah, man, it's a powerful perspective to take with you. You know, like you said, like, hurting your collarbone in this past season, it could be very easy for you to shift back into maybe a similar state of, like, when things weren't working out at Wisconsin and being so quick to find the doubt in things, or like we always say, why things aren't working. But I can tell by the way that you're speaking, the way that you know, joke about hurting your collarbone, that it's like, this is just a bump in the road. And like you said before, this is a necessary thing for me, because there's something to take from it. And plus, being in football, man, this is, the NFLPA always comes around and says, this is 100% injury rate. Like, there's no way you're going to escape it sometimes. And I don't know if you're like me in any way, but there are plenty of times where I've taken injury as me being a failure, not necessarily like it just being a natural part of the game. And because it's very easy for guys to drift into that mindset, because if I'm not in there, somebody's going to be taking my spot. And if I'm not in there, who am I at the end of the day? And it's like, the way that you're going about it, man, is what's going to keep the abundance flowing into your life, no matter what you got to go through, no matter what you got to experience, man. It's a beautiful thing to hear how calm and just how centered your faith has you. You know,
I will say something you just said that I think is so big in our society today is doubt, and whether that's external doubt, internal doubt. I think that's one thing where, being an older guy in a locker room, throughout my career, I mean, you see how that affects people. And I feel like that's one thing that whenever I see somebody that's a young person, like a young player that might not know the playbook, but they have that little second of doubt, I'll go up to them and be like, look, man, like, the only way to get rid of that football doubt is to put in the work. And if you can remove that doubt, that frees you up to be the best version of yourself. And I know that's one thing. It's a hard thing to do. Like, I'm not saying that's an easy thing to do. In football, and when you're in a team sense and it's all about just football, like, yeah, that's, it's not easy, but you can do it. But on a personal level, like, that takes a lot of mental reflection. And I think that's one thing that that's big. That's big.
I think doubt arises when, you know, we break promises that we make to ourselves. And Darren and I talk about this all the time, that the most self-confident people are the ones that keep the promises they make to themselves. So it's, you know, it's really just follow through. And I hear you saying the work, and someone might be like, well, what's he talking about? The work. And it is that. It's your commitments. It's the things and the goals and the practices and the process and the morning routine. And, you know, you're the embodiment of somebody that is just like, you've got so much self-confidence. You're embodying it, right? And if you go back and we talk about your practices and your routines and how structured you are, it's a direct reflection on your consistency and your follow through. So if you're a kid, if you're out there and, you know, you say you're going to spend 10 more minutes throwing the ball, hitting the ball, and you don't go do it, you know, that's only fucking with your confidence.
100%.
Because you said you were going to do something and you didn't do it. If you're a parent and you said you were going to do something and you didn't, and your kid's involved, you're now modeling that same thing to your children. So it's like, do the things you say you're going to do. Be impeccable with your word. Read the four agreements. Memorize that whole book. Like, it will set you free, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Have you read the four agreements?
I'm going to. After you just said that, I was like, yeah, I got to read that.
It's Tom Brady's Bible. So I'm sure if what I said didn't get you to read it, now you'll probably read it. So yeah, dude, we'll talk more. Darren and I talk a lot about it, and it's gold, man. And it's, to me, well, the four agreements are: be impeccable with your word. Don't make assumptions. Don't take things personally, and always do your best. And those sound simple, but it is a simple book, but it'll blow your mind, dude. It's going to help you, like, arm you with some more tools.
I need to read that. And I'm going to add something you said, and I'm going to take it back to what we talked about a little bit earlier. But when I also feel like doubt and all that creeps in when you're focused on self-production. And like, I think anybody that's listening to this, I think the biggest thing, we already talked about it, but when you have the mindset that I'm doing this for somebody else, and that servant mindset, I think that's what's giving me the most confidence in the world, because I'm like, look, I'm doing everything I am for other people. Like, and yes, down the line, it will come back to you, but that should not be your focus. It should not be maximizing what I got for me. Like, I'm maximizing everything I got for my family, for my team, for my close group around me, for my buddies. Like, I'm doing, and that makes those decisions that much easier because it's bigger than you. I think that's the key to this whole thing. The whole thing we call life, I think that's the key. And when you said it earlier, that's the thing that gets me up every morning, gets me out of bed, make my bed, get into my process. Because I'm like, look, I got people depending on me.
and you have that, right? That's too much that's given comes great responsibility. And I think you can handle that.
Yeah.
I read a quote the other day is in this little devotional I have called In God's Care. It's like a 12-step devotional. And there's this quote. It was talking about, you know, some of us take our work seriously and some of us take ourselves seriously. And it said one is imperative and one is dangerous. And just speaking to what you're talking about service, it's like getting outside of ourselves is so important, because if it's all about us, that's when, you know, our world gets smaller. That's when it's about me. It's about my outcomes. It's about how I feel. It's about what I can get out of situations, as opposed to it being, you know, the work I'm doing, the service I'm doing. Like, I take that seriously. I'm really truly making a legacy at that point. I'm making lives better. I'm coming into this world and I'm making it better by the way that I carry myself, by the way that I, you know, put myself out into the world. And that's really the ultimate legacy you could leave. I mean, I feel like when we go and we're done, like, it's not going to be like, man, I had $28 million in the old investment portfolio, or look at all these cribs or these cars. It's going to be like, nah, like, how did people, how did I make people feel? Like, how good are my relationships? How, you know, and it's like, it's so easy to lose track of those things during the day when that doubt creeps in and you feel like you gotta get to the bag or you gotta get that promotion or when I get these things, I'm going to be happy. And it's like, man, it's, we got the game backwards out here. So conversations like this, man, it's how we change that, bro. It's how we bounce back. It's how we come back to the lives that we want and the lives that we deserve, bro.
Truth. Drop the mic on that one.
I, you know, as you're saying that, I'm thinking about how your whole life and as you're walking us through it, you've created a system. And that's like when I tell, as a coach, I tell people, like when you set a goal and you don't achieve that goal, it's not because you're broken, it's because your system's broken. Mm. And I love hearing how dialed in your system is. And it just has me thinking like, this is the life. If you want kind of the hack to life or the path, you need to figure out your system to be free, to be comfortable in your own skin, figure out what your natural gifts and talents are through that system and then go serve. Like there's nothing else you need to do in life. Like you can try to complicate it with external things and all the stuff, but you know, it's fleeting.
100%.
As a human, we've talked a lot about football. I'm just curious, like on a human level to get to know you, like, what do you love to do? Do you have like interests and hobbies outside of football?
Man, I love to golf. In the off season, I'm a big golfer. And I think it's like subconsciously, it trains you for a lot of different things. And as a quarterback, I mean, every play is a new play in football. And in golf, every shot's a new shot. You might shank one into the water. You might throw an interception. But it's all about the next step and what you're going to do to respond. And I mean, and it's just fun to play. I mean, let's just throw it out there. But for me, it's like the subconscious training of that where it's just so much fun. So for me, that's not a big hobby guy, but that's a big hobby for me. It's pretty much like my main thing in the off season.
I got another book for you. It's called Zen Golf. You'll love it, dude. It's like, I don't know if you've heard of that one, but it's everything you're talking about, like the lessons of life and how it's tied to golf. On a personal level, like what out there in the world, I love this question. I ask it often of like, what breaks your heart more than anything in the world? What's like that one thing when you see it where it just like gets you?
That's a good question. I'd say, oh gosh. I'd say when someone's presented with an opportunity and they're so like just in their own head where they just can't grasp it. Because like I've been there before. And that's one thing where especially a young guy on a team, like down here, if I see somebody that's got everything right in front of them, but they're trying to figure it out, like that breaks my heart, because I'm like, I want to help you because I've been there. And I've experienced that feeling where like, I want to do this. I'm putting everything I got into it, but like I'm not doing the right thing for it. So I'd say when there's an opportunity that's presented right there that someone's not taking full advantage of because they're struggling with trying to figure out how to do it.
I agree with that deeply, man. Like, because I was one of those people, right? Through my addiction and just my mental health being in shambles, I wasn't able to show the world who I truly was and what I was capable of. Like, even if you just look at it from a football perspective, like before I got reinstated and before my career kind of took off, I was just kind of like a flash in the pan type of guy. I would show like crazy flashes at practice when I was in Baltimore, but it would never translate to the game. It'd be a lot of drops. It'd be like, or I would be suspended and things like that. So I was one of those people, and that breaks my heart too. And to see, other guys get suspended or other guys have issues with substances. And it's just like, I'm not somebody that's going to come down on them. I just want to know like, why, like, how did we get to this point? Like, and what's the solution to get up out of it? Because every single one of these guys have something good to offer their world, good to offer their team, their community, their families. And I'm with you there, bro. It's just like, it's heartbreaking to see somebody be, their mental health, not be an asset to them to step into the world and really, take off with their purpose, man. Like I'm right there with you.
Yeah, I think that's it.
It's interesting. I've asked that question so many times and I've never heard that answer. And as you're answering it, what I heard you say is like, what breaks your heart is seeing people that aren't aware. Like they're in a trance. They're blind to like what's in front of them. And so they're not aware. And I've never heard that, but then it made me realize that's what I do for a living, is help make people more aware. Actually, that's what we're doing right now. Like, this is why we started the podcast, so that, you know, somebody listening right now that might be struggling, an athlete or a parent that can't understand what, you know, their kid's going through. Like, this is why we're doing this. Yeah. So yeah, man, it's your answers have blown my mind. I'm like so inspired. And I think wisdom and knowledge, it's not measured in length and years. It's clearly measured in depth. And, you know, for somebody so young, I mean, dude, I was such a mess at your age. So it's so cool to see. And like, regardless, you know, detaching from the outcome of what you do, whatever you're going to do, you're going to crush, because you have the natural gifts. You have the modeling as a kid, your parents, the hard work. Like, that's why you're doing what you're doing, because you saw it. It was instilled in you, and that loyalty, like loyal to a fault and riding it out at Wisconsin, right? Like, these are beautiful qualities that are going to take you far in life, man. And it's been an honor to have you on.
Well, I appreciate that. This has been dope. I don't get a lot of time to talk about this, like on a normal basis. So I think this is a dope idea. And I think you guys, this thing's going to take off.
Thank you, dude.
It's unique, because like, everybody's got a story, and it's just a matter of getting it out there. That's big.
No doubt, man. Like you said, we just want to change the quality of conversations that people have with each other, man. Because, you know, I feel like there's nothing wrong with talking about what happened in the game and, you know, the dude being offsides for Kansas City and like stuff like that. Like, you know, that's stuff that we enjoy. But at the same time, like, as men, as women, as just brothers and sisters in this world, you know, like, we got to have these conversations where we can get things off our chest if we're struggling, or just, you know, so we can get these things out of us, so we can go back into our worlds and, you know, do what we do, and just be ourselves, man. So I appreciate you wanting to come on here, sharing your story, being real, being vulnerable, man. Like, this is dope stuff, man. We wish you nothing but peace in your mind and your heart, and success in everything that you touch, man, as you go forward, bro. We'll be tuned in, and we'll just be locked in, rooting for you, bro.
Well, right back at you guys. Everything you just said, I'm gonna keep listening to these things.
Yes, sir.
Cool, bro. Man. Thank you so much for coming, and we're out of here.
All right, appreciate y'all.
Peace. Yeah. My boy.
Dude, that was so good.
Comeback Stories is a production of Inflection Network and iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.